This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The UN Security Council is condemning the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
We are now in a position to confirm that three United Nations staff members were among the fatalities, and two others were injured and are now being treated. Scores of Libyans are also among the injured.
The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. More than a dozen Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police at a Jerusalem holy site. Israel originally said Jews would not be allowed to go up to the Temple Mount, but later changed their mind. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It's the first day of Eid al-Adha, the Muslim feast of the sacrifice that commemorates the end of the Hajj pilgrimage. Usually Al-Aqsa, the third holiest site for Muslims, is closed to Jewish visitors on Muslim holidays. But it is also Tisha B'Av, the day when Jews commemorate the destruction of the first and second temples on the same site. Israel backtracked on a decision to close the site to Jewish visitors, and angry Palestinians clashed with police. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to stop the protests. The site that is holy to both Jews and Muslims has been a flashpoint for violence in the past. Israeli officials said they hope the site will remain calm for the next 3 days of the Muslim holiday. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And this is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition attacked UAE-backed southern separatists on Sunday, fracturing the alliance that had been focused on battling the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
On Saturday, separatists known as the Southern Transitional Council effectively took over the port city of Aden, seat of the internationally recognized government. The separatists, backed by the United Arab Emirates, have been a key part of the coalition fighting the Houthis. But they also have a rival agenda to the Saudi-backed government of Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi, splitting from the north. On Saturday, they seized control of all government military camps in Aden. On Sunday, the Saudi-led coalition said it had attacked an area that posed a direct threat to Hadi's government. It did not specify the site, but a local official said separatist forces around the nearly empty presidential palace had been targeted.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. North Korea has confirmed leader Kim Jong-un supervised test firings of an unspecified new weapon system. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The report by North Korean state media comes hours after President Donald Trump said Kim sent him a letter expressing desire to meet again to start nuclear negotiations. The president says the North Korean leader also apologized for the flurry of recent launches that has rattled U.S. allies in the region. State media say Kim expressed great satisfaction over the tests, which verified the new weapon system performs as designed. The latest streak of launches are being seen as an attempt to build leverage ahead of negotiations with the U.S., while driving a wedge between Washington and South Korea. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast happened. Dr. Lawrence Muzalu is leading the medical evacuation and treatment of the tanker victims.
And most of them have severe burn injuries, over 80%. Of the body surface area. They are now undergoing the appropriate treatment, and we still do not know the outcome because of the severity of the injury.
Witnesses said the tanker had been involved in an accident. Police fired tear gas inside a train station Sunday and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations. Protesters hurled bricks at officers and ignored warnings to leave before the tear gas was deployed. For all the latest news, whenever you want it, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.